Thank you, John. I would like to warmly congratulate the Chatterbox volunteers on producing the weekly newspaper every week for 40 years. It is an extremely impressive achievement. I have seen in the Chatterbox office the plaque announcing the recent Norfolk and Waveney Stars Team of the Year Award to Chatterbox, and I think it is a very well-deserved recognition of all your efforts. To remind us of the activities over the past 40 years, we have one of the charity's long-serving volunteers, whose voice will be familiar to many listeners. Here is Maureen Marr to summarise 40 years of Chatterbox.
Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper, was founded in 1978 by Meg Muggeridge, Stan Peterson and Bob Walker. Its object was, and remains, to provide weekly audio recordings of the local news for people with a visual or associated disability. The first broadcast was at the beginning of February 1979, and it was dispatched to 80 people. Meg was the initial instigator. While head of catering at City College Norwich, but concerned about the broader community, she was told by an aunt about talking newspapers. She thought that Norwich should have one, and wrote to what is now the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. She was put in touch with Stan Peterson and Bob Walker. He was then editor of the Evening News. At their first meeting, Chatterbox was born. Necessary donations were sought and materialised. Bob Walker arranged that once a week, Chatterbox could be produced in one of the offices of Eastern Counties Newspapers, which is now Archant. The post office, now Royal Mail, agreed to deliver, free every week, the envelopes containing the weekly recording. Originally, the recordings were put onto tape cassettes, but are now on memory sticks. These are dispatched to our listeners and returned at no charge to them. Chatterbox also provides, freely, players for the recordings. Currently, Chatterbox is produced by 90 volunteers divided into four teams who each work one week in four. About 50 people were initially involved. Bob brought in colleagues from the Evening News, among them Neville Miller, who at that time edited the Whiffler column and wrote on theatre and music events for the Evening News. He became both a reader and editor for Chatterbox. Later, Derek James became a Chatterbox reader. He was then an Evening News features editor and is currently editor of Through the Decades for the EDP. Meg encouraged colleagues at City College to volunteer, among them John Staples. He became a team leader, editor, property manager, safety officer, and for 3 years, chairman. In the early years, massive fundraising events were needed for survival. For 13 years, a variety concert, Hello Chatterbox, took place at the Theatre Royal, thanks to the theatre's legendary general manager, Dick Condon. This was produced by Chatterbox volunteer Doreen Donnelly, who was also a theatre producer. The annual event enabled Chatterbox in 1998 to buy our current premises. During the 40 years of Chatterbox, it's amazing that only 330 people have made up our team of volunteers. Some have stayed for a couple of years, but a large number have attended every 4 weeks for 10 years and upwards. They have represented a varied range of professions, skills and backgrounds, but all of them giving so much to the community and many forming lasting friendships with colleagues at Chatterbox. There are around 500 talking newspapers in the UK and 10 in Norfolk and the surrounding area, of which Chatterbox is the largest. We currently have around 500 listeners, but in the mid-1990s there were nearly 1,000. But the success of cataract and other eye operations and easy internet access to the news has reduced the number. Rather than contemplate decline, Chatterbox increased its output. We already supplemented the weekly news with the quarterly chat around and a Christmas special. But since 2013, in association with Archant, and again at no charge, an audio version of EDP Norfolk magazine, followed in 2014 by Let's Talk, has been produced by our team and sent to our listeners, and also made available to the other Norfolk Talking newspapers. Also launched in 2014, our website, which enables listeners, who knows how many, to hear recordings via the internet. Chatterbox has enhanced so many lives. May it continue to do so. Well, at least for the next 40 years.